You're listening to SLPN.
I am.
Podcast for the metaverse.
Oh, okay. That's what they're for. That metaverse thing. All right. I thought it was just being a dork or something.
Stories podcast.
Hey everybody, your buddy Lawrence Simon here, coming to you through the earphones, the speakers, or through the fillings in your teeth. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, number 115. This is where I post a topic and then challenge you to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. 1 week, that's all it takes. The topic this week was selected by Steven the Nuclear Man, and he went with exam. Hear that music in the background? That's by the lovely and talented and full of schmilkus, Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Love his stuff. All right, in order to figure out who's going to go first, we need to figure out who won last week. Looking at the polls, he came on strong, and he stayed strong till the finish. It's Tom from Footnote. Tom, you may not have Footnote around right now, but you've made this your podcast. That's what you've done. You've faded Footnote, and you've made this place your home. Isn't it true? It's true, isn't it? Well, let's hear what you've got to say. Bring it on, Tom.
Hello, night people. Tom here. Before we get into the 115th challenge, I would like to share with all you listening a personal milestone. The Tiny Pump House podcast has just passed the 250,000th download. Damn shame we're not putting out new shows. Tonight's story is called This Is Not a Pipe. The last 8 undergraduates hovered near the TA. Only 2 of them would, by merit of the final exam, be fast-tracked into Stanford's master program. Professor Marquette wasn't on campus, but the old man's presence dominated the art complex. His finals were brutal, 600 to 1,000 questions, an all-day affair frowned on by the administration, but gladly endured by the student body. Rudy handed out the bound envelopes with the test. To the horror of the cadre, a single sheet of paper with a single line of type. Takashi Murakami, My Lonesome Cowboy, Art or Not. We're so fucked.
Mama who bore me, Mama who gave me no way to handle things, who made me so.
Yes, we almost certainly are. Thank you, Tom. You can check out, well, not more from Tom, because he hasn't been posting more of it, but go to footnote.libsyn.com and leave a comment in there saying, come back, Tom. I bet you if there's 1,000 comments in there, there's no way he can ignore them. Okay, for those of you with awful poor audio quality, you know, headphones made out of coconuts or something, the text for the stories are in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Also, that's where you can get links to these people to find out what else they've been doing with their time besides sitting at a keyboard and figuring out, oh, how am I going to write a 100-word story? I've got a whole week. Oh, I'd better just wear an adult diaper because I'm going to be here all week. Okay, maybe that's how I do it, but whatever. All right, well, in order to give the new contenders a fair shot, I let them go first before the veterans. And we've actually got three rookies this week, and it's pretty cool. But they're not really rookies, because it's like when somebody comes up to the big leagues and they've been in the minor leagues for like 10 years and you still call them a rookie, and it's like they're, you know, got these fresh faces coming out of college. You know, I've played a few years. You know, this grizzled old grump is, you know, tottering around. It's like, sonny, I watched Ty Cobb steal a hot dog. So here is the first of the rookies, and it's John B. Now, he did not record the story. So, come on, John, you know, all you need is audacity, a microphone, and who cares what it sounds like? There are people who have won that have sent in wax recordings. So, here we go with John B's. The dampening field was playing havoc with my cochlear implant. You would think the bar would be more trusting of its future paying members. Number 2 pencil transmitter was barely getting my signal out. 3 days of trying to gleam answers through the static was driving me crazy. Last night, I thought I had figured out a workaround. But now, I realized I should have spent time studying orbital property rights or getting a stronger amp. However, after 2 prior legitimate attempts, I needed an edge. This time, I was going to pass and become an honest lawyer. good one, John. Come back. Gotta come back, man. Record those. Record those. Come on. Did I put enough soul and energy into that? You can do it. It's your creation. You can do it, man. You can do it. All right. Next up is Jeffrey, and he comes from the Great Height. That's right. Great Heights, GREATHITES .blogspot.com. As I said before, the links are going to be in the show notes. So, here we go with Jeffrey's story.
Exam by Jeffrey Height. The exam meant the difference between freedom and lifelong imprisonment. The problem? No one knew what it was. So we stood there in line and waited our turn, while our imaginations ran wild. I watched men as hard as rocks melt, blubbering before the questioner. In all my time in the line, I'd only seen one person volunteer for the test. The door opened and shut, and he was gone. Then it was my turn.
Take the exam?
Yes. He pointed to the door. As the door shut behind me, a voice said, "You are free to go." This has been The Exam by Jeffrey Height.
Very cool, man. Welcome to the fun, Jeffrey. You can check out more from Jeffrey at Great Height, H-I-T-E-S, 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 greatheights.blogspot.com. As I said before, the links are in the show notes. This isn't like some shameless plug cast, no. There's some element of shame, I guess, but no, it's pride. It's pride plugs. You are plugging with pride. All right, next up, the last of our rookies is Ellie Bean. Now, she sent out Zazzle.com Ellie Bean as her link, and there's some stuff there, so you may want to check that out. Unless, you know, right now you're listening while driving or doing laundry, you could have a laptop while you're doing laundry, you know, Wi-Fi covered laundromats. I don't know. And my goal, the laptop, if you're wondering, my goal is 1 month from now picking that up. So, gotta hang in there. All right, here is Ellie's story. No, Ellie didn't record. Here we go. Okay, right now you would have a screaming baby in the background. What are you doing to the baby? All right, here we go. I've been dreading and looking forward to this day since I had turned 16. Slept the night before. I made sure it wasn't an option thanks to my insanely inspect... Blew it. You see? This is what happens when you force me to read the story. Alright. Here we go. Let's try it again. And this time I'm not going to cover up. I'm not going to cover up my screw-ups. Here we go. I've been dreading and looking forward to this day since I had turned 16. Slept the night before. I made sure it wasn't an option. Thanks to my insanely I've been dreading and looking forward to this day since I had turned 16. Slept the night before. I made sure it wasn't an option thanks to my insanely expensive 13-shot venti soy hazelnut vanilla cinnamon white mocha with extra white mocha and caramel drink. I obsessively studied over the driving manual like my grandma and her monthly subscription of TV Guide. Keeping in mind not to miss anything really important, I hadn't realized how deadly of a mix my drink was, and on the morning of the exam, I ended up in the emergency room instead of the DMV. Whew! What was that? Three takes? Thank you, Ellie Bean, for making me jump through those hoops. Now set them on fire! You can find out more from Ellie Bean at Zazzle.com/Ellie Bean. Like, I think that's a store or something, so if you buy like 100 of those, you'll buy a microphone or something that can go into a closet that you close the door so you don't hear a screaming baby. I don't know, a screaming baby in the background would be a cool background sound. Can you just record that and send that to me? I could use it in a story, all right? Thanks. Okay, so that takes care of all of the rookies this week, which means it's time for the folks who keep coming back for more and more and more. That's right, it's the veterans. We like the veterans, don't we? First of the veterans is, of course, Thomas Merkel. How did you get that one in first? Oh, it's Thomas Merkel. And his story is calling it The Exam of the Pyromancer. Ooh, this is going to be fun. Everybody likes setting things on fire. So thank you, Thomas, and let's go ahead and hear your happiness.
Hello, I'm Thomas Merkel with another 100-word story for Weekly Challenge 115 Exam. So just turn your head and cough as I give you The Exam of the Pyromancer. Marshall stood before the searing gaze of the Pyrogenic Magus Council. He had tested twice and failed. This time he had to pass. He needed to be a pyromancer. He spread his arms, his hands blackened and fused, proof of his earlier failures, burst into flames. He worked the 12 forms of the incendiary codec with ease. A smile passed over the half of his face that still had muscle control after acing the oral exam. Grimacing, he started the technique du mystère. Marshall formed a majestic golden flaming serpent, which coiled around Marshall, reducing him to ash. Three strikes.
Oh, so close, so cruel. Thank you, Thomas. And he didn't send a link this week to plug, so I'm just going to say, I don't know, what's a good one? What's a good one? Gmail.com. I get all the emails in through Gmail, that way they're there. And also at spam filters. And then I send those forwarded to my main address so that I can check and make sure that nothing got missed. Because every now and then something doesn't quite get the main mailbox, but Gmail is always there and it acts as a good spam filter. Now, sometimes stories get caught by the spam filter where I go into the spam filter and look for anything with attachments. But then people who don't send their stories in, sometimes I don't quite catch it because they put in, like, here for the subject line. So, folks, meaningful subject lines. That's the lesson of the day. Meaningful subject. I know I ask so much, naming the file so that it's got your name in it somewhere so I can pick it out or don't have to rename it. Meaningful subject line, sending to a particular address. I know I am such a bitch when it comes to that stuff. But really, it helps. And a lot of you are great about that. But when it's like my story, there are spams out there with the subject line now of my story. And then you go in there, it's like, hi, I'm Russian and 24, and I just want to hump the crap out of you. Check this link. So, really. And by the way, I'm not doing a Russian over 19. Next up is Guy David of GuyDavid.com. He does the music for the beginning, the end, and You can hear me talk with Guy David, a.k.a. Blue Smoke Hextall, on iPod Jacker. Look through the episodes there. The link is going to be in the show notes. And I did that thing as a kind of tutorial, a basic primer thing for podcasting for a Second Life birthday thing. And it's not like some extensive fact and how to do this, even though it's a lot of words and stuff. And it's not going to teach you how to become that frizzy-haired dope smoker often in Europe. And it's not going to make you millions. I mean, do I look like I'm in... Well, you can't see me. But I'm not breaking it in. I don't want to. I just want to have fun. And I think that's a big factor that a lot of people have said in the interviews. Have fun. And when it's not fun, don't do it. And I guess, you know, looking at the list of all the people who have ever been here and the few folks that are here now, a lot of folks didn't have fun. Sorry. Go in the playground and jump around in the ball pit. I don't mind. And then when you're done and you feel like writing a story, write a story. There you go. Everything's cool. You don't see me freaking out over it. All right. So as I was saying, Guy David, the multi-talented polydactyl, I don't know how many fingers or toes he has, but I'm going to say polydactyl. I'm going to shut up now and just play the record. Oh, I'm going to read this email.
Hi there, fellow travelers, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy from Night Guy, and today I have for you a promo for Seventh Son and a story. So sit back and enjoy the ride.
The President of the United States is dead. He was murdered in the morning sunlight by a 4-year-old boy. So began J.C. Hutchins' Seventh Son Patio Book Trilogy, the most popular podcast novel.
Hi there, Seventh Son fans, and welcome. Time here in Israel is fluctuating in space, and I'm hijacking this feed to tell you about a very special episode of Night Guy. On the 7th of July, 2008, I'll be releasing a special 7th Son Obsidian episode. Now, how does it affect the podcaster in Israel when the blackout arrives in the US? Find out on the 7th of July at nightguy.guydavid.com. Now, let's get back to our regular programming. Just a minute, let me just turn this dial here.
Stories of the blackout as told by its victims, created by Seventh Son fans across the globe. On May 31st, the lights go out. America becomes a police state. Because when the power fails, chaos reigns. Subscribe now to Seventh Son Obsidian or catch up with the original Seventh Son Trilogy experience at jchutchins.net.
It was time for our exam. Our teacher seated himself and watched silently, patiently, as we snuggled and kissed, preparing ourselves. I slowly slipped my hand down. Too fast? Our teacher was stone-faced. I couldn't discern from his expression if I was going the right way. So I continued down my partner's body, looking for the right spots. She moaned. I found it. Clothes started shedding as we got more and more excited. We forgot our teacher and dove into ecstasy. Much later, when we were completely relaxed in the afterglow, our teacher said we did well. We passed.
Thank you, Guy. Thank you for stuffing a J.C. Hutchins promo into this podcast, something that I'd swore I wouldn't do for, well, ever. But it's you doing it, so I'm going to let you get away with that. All right. Thank you, Guy. You can check out more from Guy at GuyDavid.com. As for that other guy, I don't really listen to his stuff. All right. Next up is Pond Knightley. Pond Knightley did not record her story, so it looks like I am going to have a little fun with this. Is this 100 words? I'll count it later. Max whistled tunelessly to himself, grinning as he leapt over the bike rack and raced up the stairs. "I'm home," he shouted, throwing his knapsack on the couch and setting in front of the TV. "Those losers," he thought to himself. Scotty and Jimbo were still at school for a study session for the exam. Max had used his after-school time more wisely weeks ago. The cupboard door lock was easy to pick. A quick snick with his cell, and all the multiple-choice answers were his. It hadn't even been that hard to memorize the answers. A, B, A, D, C, A, D, A, F, A, B, F, A, D, A, B, A, D, D, A, D, A, A, C. Piece of cake. Maybe best to get one or two wrong, just to be safe. The next morning, Max winked at his buddies as the papers were being handed out, face down. He picked up his pencil, smiling. A, B, A, D. All right, class, you may begin. Max flipped his paper and stared, his face failing as he read. For this year exam, please compose a 100-word narrative on the following topic. What would you do if you found yourself face-to-face with a dragon and all you had was a Boy Scout handbook and a piñata costume? Oh, yeah. Let's see J.C. Hutchins try to write one of those. Thank you, Pond. Thank you for making me do that whole freaking sequence. Does that count as one word? All right. Yeah, I wonder what would happen if you put that through a gene sequencer. Would you get, like, I don't know, what would you get? You would turn into a frog. Right. All right. Next up, let's see. Looking through the list. It's Steven the Nuclear Man. S-T-E-V-E-N. See, I even spelled it right. How's them apples? Oh, man. He's been tearing it up. This is his topic. So he's got the home court advantage. So as I put in Steven the Nuclear Man in my show notes, let's hear what he's got today.
She collects the fee from the nightstand. He rubs his ring finger, counting ribs as her shirt slides over them. "I gotta run," she says. "I have an exam in biology to study for." "I had an exam at the hospital yesterday," he blurts. She giggles. "What grade did you get?" He remembers a scan full of unexpected metastatic dots. "They don't give grades." He hopes his smile seems natural. After she leaves, he rolls upright, lights a cigarette, why stop now, and stares at the door. He opens the nightstand drawer, removes the book, and desperately begins to cram.
"I think there was a little cramming going on before he reached the book."
Sorry about that. Thank you, Stephen. You can check out more from Steve the Nuclear Man at ideatrash.blogspot.com. And also the papers.ods.org, you know, for his true calling, you know, when he, you know, steps in the phone booth and becomes Steven the Nuclear Man, and then he does all these nuclear things, and then when he's all done, you know, he kind of, you know, the sad music plays and he walks off, you know, and down the street, dun, 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 you know, David Banner kind of thing. I need to go see the Hulk. When do I have the time to see movies? I'll do it tomorrow. Maybe I'll do it over 4th of July weekend. No one else will have that idea. God, there's going to be Batman. There's going to be freaking Hulk. There's Hellboy 2. Oh, man, I'm just going to be at the theater. Forget it. What do I need that laptop for? I'll be at the theater. Maybe they have Wi-Fi at the theater. All right, who's next? It's Eva Moon. I'm going to say Eva Moon. I'm saying Eva Moon. I'm saying Eva Moon. If it's not Eva Moon, it is for me. You know, this is kind of a Northwest Pacific Texas kind of thing. Because, you know, you hear the Texas accent just coming out. And remember, this is musical mischief after dark. So, turn off the lights. By the way, since I've heard you talk about it on your podcast, I'll let you know that the album is not done. Ooh! They're adding 3 more songs. All right. It's going to be 3 more songtastic. That's a new word. I made it up. 3 more songtastic. Put that in your dictionary, folks. That's when something is 3 more songtastic. You don't even have to have a definition for the word to know what it means. So, that's it. I don't care what the topic is next week. Try to include 3 more songtastic in there. Forget about that now. Actually, Tom is going to get the... Tom won. So, 3 more songtastic. I like that word. I'm going to make that my title. And Eva's playing today somewhere in world. So, enough blithering. My goal is to make this podcast an hour long, which, you know, at least it has content as opposed to some frizzy-haired dope-smoking dude in Europe. So here we go with Eva Moon.
Hello, this is Eva Moon with another entry into the 100-word story contest. The theme this week is exam. She stood in his office, looking hopeful and impossibly young, exam clutched in her hands. Professor Newman, I just can't fail this class. When he didn't respond, she leaned provocatively over the desk. I'd do anything for an A, she breathed. He leaned back in his chair and steepled his fingers. Anything? A sly smile far beyond her years curled her lips. Anything. Try studying. In an instant, the smile turned sour. After she left, he tapped her name into the university computer. Out of curiosity. Last quarter's grades, C minus, C, D, A. He laughed. The A was in ethics.
Ah, yeah. Thank you, Eva Moon. I'll say it your way for a while, all right? You can check out more from Eva Moon at evamoon.net because she's got some stuff there, but the new album isn't there yet because it's being made, everyone say with me, 3 more songtastic. Hey, man, did you go to the Stones concert? Yeah, they were up, and then, you know, the applause, and they went away, and then they came back for an encore and made it 3 more songtastic. That's the word that I'm going to leave to the world. That's when all is said and done. That's what's going to be up on my tombstone there, man. 3 more songtastic. He invented 3 more songtastic. I wonder if 3 more songtastic is... Hold on, let's go to the... web here. 3moresongtastic.com. Nope. No, 3moresongtastic.com. So if anyone wants to register that now and catch the wave, because they're going to be, you know, they're when this country, you know, years from now, you know, instead of doing the Pledge of Allegiance, they're all going to be flipping their bics, you know, firing up lighters and going, 3moresongtastic, man! Imagine that in grade school. No wonder why I didn't go into teaching. All right, here we go with another story, since you don't want to hear me blither all day. I could blither all day. I could make this five... What kind of idiot makes a podcast 5.5 hours long? Next up is Almo Shulman. Almo Shulman didn't record it, didn't send a link. I'm not even sure if this is actually Almo Shulman. This might be a ghostwriter. No, it's really Almo. I got it from his address. Or maybe it was spoofed. Well, let's find out. Okay, Almo, let me give this a shot.
James stood bare-chested and barefoot in front of the monk. The snow turned his feet nearly purple. A dark, angry wound glared red from his shoulder. He neither flinched nor shivered. His eyes were red-rimmed and his skin was loose, showing the effects of the month-long test of solitude on the harsh mountain. "You have done well, Fire Grail," the monk said flatly, using the Tibetan word for foreigner. "All that is left is the written exam. You will be one with our spirit."
"Exam?"
James said incredulously. "Screw this! I'm not taking any written exam. Those things are hard."
Okay, let's see. I screwed up the order of shivered and flinched. Fee regret. Yeah, I'm going to say Tibetan. You did that on purpose, man. And I said any written exam instead of any written test. Dude, I fail. Get out the red. Take your red pen and mark up the show notes for my corrections. And, oh, yeah, I like that. All right. Thank you, Almo. Thank you for letting me screw up your story. Now, someone who won't let me screw up anyone's story is, of course, Caleb. The only time I'll screw up his story is when he lets me record, and then I'll slip in seditious little changes into the script. No, he's not going to let me record anymore. You can find all of Caleb's stuff at blacktiemartiniclub.com. And if you have a job, send it as an attachment to Caleb at blacktiemartiniclub.com. All right, here we go with Caleb at blacktiemartiniclub. I'm stuck in a loop.
Hello, I'm... Hello, Belen. blacktiemartiniclub.com. Mr. Johnson, it's a good thing you finally came in for your exam. You know, prostate cancer kills a handful of men each year. Now, there's nothing to be alarmed about. I'm going to demonstrate the whole procedure before we begin. Now, first, you pull your pants down like this. And then bend over. Now, you reach back and take each cheek in one hand and pull. Now, you see how open that is? You can see Tierra del Fuego from here, see? It's okay to look. Now, you just take one of these, and then... Hey! Hey, come back here!
Okay... Yeah. Does that get the explicit tag for us? Or was Tom saying fuckers? I don't know. One of the two. Is there something beyond explicit tag? I want it. I really do. I don't care if I've earned it. I just want the tag. That's all. Next up is Justin of Space Turtle, thebeandum.com/spaceturtle. By the way, this topic is really cool here. I like it out, you know, people have one and then they like have fill in the blank kind of thing. But, no, I'm not going to say who my favorite's been so far this week. I'm not going to give it away. And I'm not going to stack the votes either. I don't do that. I don't stack the votes. You got to win this one honestly. You gotta take the prize. Take the prize. Earn it. You know, earn the respect of your peers while they vote for themselves, too. All right, here we go with Justin the Space Turtle.
TheBeandum.com/TheSpaceTurtle. Today's music provided by Kevin MacLeod at Incombatech.com. Greetings, this is Justin Snodcrapper. I mean, Justin Lowmaster. Or rather, Justin Space Turtle. I'm here with the 100-word story for the 100-word story challenge exam. And my story is the Drabble Aptitude Test. Okay, let's see here. A podcast where anyone can submit a 100-word story. An entry exam? Let's see. Can you count to 100? Yes. Do you have a computer microphone? Yes. If no, go buy one, you cheap jerk. Rude. Check all that apply. Are you sick, demented, a zombie, have a hard-to-pronounce name, or tasteless? One more. What would you do if you were face-to-face with a dragon and all you had was... What the crap? Heck with this. Maybe I'll try iPod Jack a podcast. Maybe it's not done by a retard.
Hey, wait. Oh, okay. You can check out more from Justin the Space Turtle from thebeendom.com/space turtle. You know, you can call me a retard, but don't go slipping J.C. Hutchins promos in my goddamn podcast. I've gotten spammed with that thing like 20 times. You know, Christiana Green. No, wait, Christiana Ellis, not Christiana Green. Christiana Green would not send me a J.C. Hutchins promo. It would be more like, I don't know, what, the Advanced Front, C.C. Chapman, all them, that kind of promo. Do they have promos? Well, anyway, No. I do not partake of JC. Whatever it would be like, you know, JC is sort of like J.R. Tolles in the Astros organization. Oh yeah, awesome, move him on up, move him on up. Splat. You know, there were some books that were meant to be read by, you know, the person reading them and not being read aloud to you. That's the problem with audiobooks. Some folks think, oh, well, I could just record them and all that. No. Now, me, with the 100-word stories, there's no point in me recording most of them. I should just write them and post them. But I went ahead and recorded and posted them. Other folks have, you know, you guys have a week to put production values in your stuff. Me, I'm doing it every day. I'm just rattling these off. And hopefully in my dramatic reading, just with the power of my voice... And that same... That same thing over and over again. That's good enough. Although I should record these by a crackling fire out in a log cabin in the woods. All right. I've made this long for the sake of long for no reason whatsoever. Next up is J.D., Jerry D., J.D. White. He goes by so many names, but his face is up at... the post office. So a little bit from down home in Oklahoma, it's our good friend, Rap Master J.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.
Hello, Lawrence. It's Jerry D. And once more, it is a wonderful evening in Oklahoma. I have just finished putting together the 100-word story for this week's challenge. And keeping it brief, as always, here's my story.
Mr. White?
Yes?
Mr. White, are you ready?
Yes.
Mr. White, did you bring with you a number 2 pencil?
Yes, I brought 2 of them just in case. And please, call me Jerry.
I am so sorry, Mr. White. Your score will be reduced by 15% for not following instructions.
What do you mean, 15%? That's not fair.
Mr. White, you were given full and complete instructions. You were to bring one number two pencil. One more infringement of the instructions, and you will be dismissed with a grade of zero. Mr. White?
Yes?
Why are you naked?
Wait, he never explains why he's naked. Oh, God, that's going to be covered in the next one, isn't it? Oh, well, thank you, J.D. Jerry White, Rapmaster J. It's a beautiful day in Oklahoma. I wonder if it's a beautiful day in Oklahoma is registered. I guess maybe I'll make that his link. All right, we've got one more here. It was kind of, I know it's weird when I look and I see 14 stories that are sent in, and I'm like, is that all? I mean, there were days early on when there were just five. So, all right. Anima did not record. I didn't get an attachment here. Oh, no. That's bad. That's bad. All right, I guess I'm going to have to read this one. Anima Sabaletta. How's the baseball winding up? I don't know. I didn't see the game last night. I heard it, and I had to suffer freaking Milo Old Fart Hamilton. God.
Hey, do you want to buy some bandsaws?
Yeah, I know you have to plug the sponsors, you old fart, but give up. You're done. You're in the Hall of Fame now. When you're in the Hall of Fame, just go. Go away. You don't say Hall of Fame winning broadcaster and then point to them. Or Hall of Fame baseball player. Or Hall of Fame hockey player. When they're in the, by the time they're in the Hall of Fame, they're done. Okay, maybe they move on to coaching. Maybe they move on to management. Maybe they move on to be a talent scout, and maybe they get a frickin' operation and they join the USO as part of the Andrews Sisters. But when you're in the Hall of Fame for something, it's because you're done with it. Okay? All right. And I feel that way about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, too. They should either be retired, crippled, or dead. Which means, all the more reason, Warren Zevon should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think he's all three. Okay. Let's go with Anima Zabaleta's story. Carl worked the women alone, especially the pretty ones. They couldn't talk back or complain. Outside, the sun was setting. Jane Doe, Caucasian female, age 25 to 30. Skin, pallid and cool. Cause of death? Possible exsanguination? No apparent gross bodily injury. Lovely, he murmured, stroking her marble white cheek. Heh. Small puncture wound on the neck. Make that two. With a jab of the measuring probe, Elena's eyes flash open. She grabs the examiner, dragging him near. So, you like dead girls? Exit solus, dear doctor, she thinks, sinking her razor-sharp teeth into his neck. Whoa. That's right. This is the podcast for potential necrophilia. If it had been an actual necrophiliac incident, I wish she had recorded that one. All right. Thank you, Anima Zabaleta. You know, if I didn't have my rants in, I bet Tom has calculated up the exact precise to the second time that have been used on stories and have been on me blithering. Dude, that's going to torture him totally. He's going to be like, oh my God, I got to go back through 115 episodes and do all these. Oh my God. Freak out, man. All right. Of course, there's one more story. Always is. Never fail. That's our good friend. Or, to those who are his enemy, our dark nemesis, Planet Z.
The call is full of static. I barely hear the account and password, but after a few tries, I type them into the system and look up his trouble ticket.
What does this exam mean? He says in a thick Arabic accent. I broken.
I swear, I can hear gunfire?
It's exam, not exam, I say.
C-Panel uses exam as a mail handler.
I know not computers, he shouts. We pay you. Fix it. Fix it now.
I hear an explosion, and the line goes dead. Goddamn terrorist. I guess that fucker didn't know the safe handling of explosives either.
There you have it. A whole bunch of stories about the word exam. Thanks to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in the voting. The voting that takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winner goes first next week. I'm not going to say the R word. I'm not going to say the M word. I'm not going to say the RM word. And also subscribe to the podcast RSS feed. One click subscribe in iTunes, podcast ready, that sort of thing. Also on the sidebar, links to everyone who has ever sent in a story. I just had to add a few more today. Yes, thank you, Nardo. Yes, he's my assistant. Actually, he's been hiding. Also, poor guy has been getting too much wet food, so he's got the splatters. Yeah, that's why he's in such a goofy mood. Yeah? You sure? Yeah. I'm gonna hug my buddy. The music for the opening and the closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Guy David, not that J.C. Hutchins dude. There will be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges filled with all of your fun, mirthful tales. I'll post the topic in a little bit. Thank you for... You know what? This is going to be the one where folks say, he just lost it, you know? Thank you once again for listening. And,
come on, Nardo, say something. What a good boy. What a good boy. Come on, say it. Say, keep it brief. Say, keep it brief. Come on, I can't ask, keep it brief. You don't want to say it? Okay, then I will. Down there.
Keep.
Meh.
All right.
Keep it brief.
Closing.